Now listen carefully and answer questions 21 to 25.
Good morning, Dr. Peters. Can I ask you a couple of questions?
Oh, good morning, Amanda. Yes, I'm free right now. Go ahead.
I wanted to ask you about the course that you're offering next year on coastal erosion.
Okay.
First, I wanted to know which country the course focuses on.
Well, I don't restrict myself. As we're in Australia, it's natural that I spend quite a bit of the course focusing on the coastline here. Australia has a coastline of nearly 36,000 kilometres, and around 50% of that is made up of sand. Australia provides us with so much material to work on, and is currently such a topical subject that we don't need to study anywhere else. That would make the course a little limited though, and so we look at various other places around the world.
What are some of the other locations?
There are some cliff formations in California that are in danger from the Pacific there, so we look at that. A lot of the countries in Western Africa have erosion problems, and this is quite an important part of the course.
Is it true that the West African erosion problem is because of human activities?
It's simplistic to blame problems on only one cause, but human actions are certainly part of the problem. The removal of sand and gravel from the coast to use for construction, and human coastal constructions, such as ports, harbours and jetties, with the associated dredging required for ships to approach, have all exacerbated the problems. Natural phenomena, such as wave actions, tide, sea currents and winds, also play a role, although it's argued global warming affects these as well.
Are there any other places we study?
We look at some severe erosion areas around the world, so we can study the causes, consequences and action taken in these areas. This includes some locations in the UK, Louisiana and Hawaii. There are various others as well.
Do we have many field trips?
Yes, we do, but only in Australia and to places not too far away. We can't afford to go to Africa and California, unfortunately. Our main trip is a study of the Gold Coast, and we visit a number of hot spots on the coast there.
What will we do on the field trips?
A lot of survey work and research. Fortunately, we have the figures of previous students available, so we have great data on past erosion measurements. You'll have access to all these data, and then you'll need to do your own measurements.
How long will the trips be?
They'll be mostly day trips when possible to keep costs down. That will, of course, be locations that are fairly close to us here. There will also have to be some overnight trips. We get a lot of work done on these trips, but it's a lot of fun as well.
You now have some time to look at questions 26 to 30. Now listen to the rest of the discussion and answer questions 26 to 30.
Can I ask you a little about assessment?
Yes, of course. The assessment is divided between essays, a project, and one exam at the end of the academic year.
What does each of those entail?
You'll have 6 essays. These will be set on different areas of the course, and they will try to make you look more deeply at different geographical locations and at the different causes and consequences of the problems and actions taken or planned. The project is for you to choose an area of study that has interested you. As we're in Australia, it's natural that most students choose an erosion issue or situation here, as information is more readily available and the locations are easier to visit. We do have students who choose overseas locations, particularly foreign students, of course.
And the exam?
The exam is 2 hours in length and will assess the whole course. Any part of the course can come up, and students will be expected to have a good working knowledge of the various aspects of the different things that they studied.
How are the assessments weighted?
The exam is 15% of the final course grade, and the essays are 35%. The project makes up the other 50%.
What happens if students fail?
The exam can be retaken if the students fail, but the essays and project cannot be done again. It's not that easy a course. There is a lot of knowledge to acquire and synthesise.
Do you get many students who fail?
No, not really. The key thing for us is the student selection. We try and make sure that we choose able and motivated students. We check qualifications very carefully to ensure that all students have the necessary background and skills to cope with what the course demands.
That sounds reassuring.
I hope so. Of course, there are occasionally some problems, but usually the course tutors can see fairly early by the essay performances if any students are struggling, and they try to intervene and help before the problem student situations become irretrievable.
Well, thanks, Dr. Peters. That was really helpful.
You're welcome, Amanda. Goodbye.
Goodbye.